Health Watch, a new concern about those full body scanners that the TSA wants to put in airports. Here with details is our own Dr. Jennifer Ashton. Good morning.
Good morning, Maggie.
Big write-up in the New York Times citing cancer concerns because of the amount of radiation these machines emit. How much radiation are we talking?
Well, in terms of the back scanner radiation, which is one type of scanner that is theorized to be used in airports, the experts say that it is equivalent to the amount of radiation that you get in a dental x-ray, only 1% of that. So we're talking a fraction of the radiation that you get when you get your teeth filmed.
That certainly does not sound like a big deal.
Right.
Especially for somebody who doesn't travel very much.
Exactly. And a lot of radiation experts are now weighing in. And even if a billion people are scanned using these back scanner type of radiation scans, the thinking is that it could possibly result in 10 additional cancer deaths per year. Now, if you're one of those 10, obviously that's going to be 10 too many. But we have to remember that every time you get on a plane, you are in fact exposed to ionizing radiation just when you go up to 30,000 feet.
A new CBS News poll released this morning shows that 74% of Americans are in favor of putting these machines in airports. Do the risks outweigh the benefits?
You know, that's the big question, Maggie. You always have to weigh both the risks and the benefits. The thinking is that in terms of a security screening technique, it's very, very effective, and we may, in fact, be at the time and point that we need to employ those techniques. But again, the name of the game in medicine and preventative health is minimizing that risk, so people like pregnant women, children, need to be particularly careful.
Dr. Jennifer Ashton, thank you so much.